It's possible that when your pet is giving you one of those wonderful, loving gazes, that you'll see something not so wonderful in your furry pal's eyes, a cloudiness that could be cataracts. Dr. Matt Fraker from the Prairie Oak Veterinary Center in Normal says a cataract is a pathology of the eye's lens.
The lens of the eye has an interior structure, and sometimes things can go wrong with that interior structure where you get these opacities that form. And those are real opacities. They do affect the sight of the pet, or of course humans get these also.
So basically the vision is all sort of cloudy.
It is. It's I tend to think of it like looking through a like a handmade window. So it's not a diffuse cloudiness, and it's really important to differentiate, mostly to make owners realize every owner of every old dog thinks that their dogs have cataracts because the lens goes through a normal aging process called nuclear sclerosis, where the fibers just get dense with age. They're going to get more dense with age, and that lens is going to go from your basic, where you know, the black part of the eye. By the time these animals are 12, 13, 14, there's a blue, almost a blue lens in there, and that's a totally normal aging change, and it does not affect vision at all.
And they're not in any pain?
No pain, no pathology whatsoever. It's a very consistent aging change. Every dog who's 14 has the same amount of nuclear sclerosis, the same colored lens, and it's not, there's no pathology, no treatment necessary. Whereas a cataract tends to be not diffuse. It tends to be, and that goes back to the hand, kind of the handmade window where you can have patchy cataracts, and it's not as diffuse a change. It's a kind of a more broken change in the lens.
And it's not just an old age problem. I mean, they can get it in old age when they do get it, but they can get it at any age. Is it just?
That's correct, yes. In fact, I think genetic cataracts might be the most common cause of cataracts in dogs.
Are there certain breeds that are more apt to get cataracts?
The genetics of the cataract, I'm not so sure about the breed association as much as on some of these younger dogs, these the earlier age onset cataracts that aren't related to a different disease, probably more of a genetic component to those. And you do have to watch those.
How do we recognize cataracts?
When we go back to that fundamental annual exam that everyone sometimes says, why am I really bringing my animal in once a year? Obviously, the rabies requirements. But these are one of those things we hope to, you know, veterinarians should be checking on every pet, probably dogs more than cats. Here's actually a problem, I think, that affects dogs more than cats, where we look into the eyes, and your animal's pet's eyes should always be checked. It's very quick and easy to do. Quick look for cataracts versus healthy lens and older animals versus nuclear sclerosis. Now, sometimes owners will pick up on the cataract. Either they'll catch when the light hits the eye right, they can see that there's something different in one eye than the other, or they'll start seeing signs, lower light conditions, the animal becomes more deliberate about its steps and whatnot, or doing stares in the dark. Sometimes the animals become a little bit more cautious in lower light situations.
Does the animal bump into things?
They can. Okay. It depends sort of how rapid the cataract onset is. So a lot of the age-related cataracts, genetic cataracts, not traumatic cataracts, those are coming on pretty quick, but a lot of these other cataracts are sort of developing over a period of time where the cloudiness comes at where the animal can adjust to it. The one version of cataracts that we see that can be extremely abrupt is dogs with diabetes. Now, cats with diabetes, they have a different sugar metabolism in their lens, so they tend not to develop cataracts with diabetes. Dogs can develop cataracts extremely rapidly with diabetes. Even with dogs that we get on quickly, we regulate them, it's not unusual to see them just sort of poof and they've got cataracts, to the extent they have sudden blindness. And all blind dogs do fine. Their quality of life is fine. It's never a reason to euthanize a pet. But it can be abrupt enough that there is an anxiety transition as they try to figure out their blindness versus a lot of the other cataract dogs that sort of get this cloudiness over time, and it comes, they have an adjustment phase. The diabetic cataract dogs don't sometimes have an adjustment phase, and it's traumatic because you're trying to educate these owners on this new management issue, giving their animals injections once or twice a day, all this monitoring. Oh, and by the way, your dog's going to go suddenly blind to just add some fun to the whole situation. It's probably the most, I think, emotionally traumatic version of cataracts that we see.
Is there any way an animal could be injured And that triggers a cataract.
We do sometimes see traumatic. Yes, we do sometimes see traumatic injuries that lead to a cataract formation. Same thing. It's not immediate, but that cataract can develop after a traumatic insult to the eye.
Well, let's talk about treatment for cataracts. What's available?
Well, with any cataracts, there is a threat as the lens cataract pathology progresses, where that lens will actually start leaking lens protein into the body of the eye. It's very inflammatory for the eye. So you can get this three-stage process where cataract forms, lens protein begins to leak in the eye, the eye gets inflamed, which causes it to soften. We call that uveitis.
Oh.
Just real gentle. It's a gentle lowering of the pressure associated with the inflammatory response to the protein. But over time, that inflammatory response can then lead to drainage issues, and then you get glaucoma. And now you have an eye that has to come out, has to be removed. So preventatively, when we see pets with cataracts forming, we'll sometimes take sort of a prophylactic approach with anti-inflammatory drops in the eyes, sort of as needed. We don't hammer the eye with anti-inflammatories, just using them sort of semi-consistently. Sometimes we'll be doing steroid drops in the non-diabetic animals. We'll do aspirin drops in the diabetic animals. And that is just in case this cataract progresses to the uveitis stage, which can then lead to the glaucoma stage, which then has to lead to enucleation or removing of the eye. Now, with the diabetic cataracts, any cataract can be removed surgically. That's done at the referral centers. The University of Illinois, for example, their opto department does a ton of cataract surgeries. It's a quick surgery. It's a safe surgery. It is an expensive surgery. I feel like most of our clients who have pursued the cataract removal surgery have been very, very happy. These animals do get their vision back. They may have a little bit of focusing issues, but in terms of what the pet is experiencing, they're non-visual to visual, and that is clear when the surgery is done that these animals have their vision back and respond accordingly. Any dog that's completely blind with cataracts can have that surgery. The people who do that surgery make sure the retina is working. You don't want to go through all that only to find out something has gone wrong with the whole visual apparatus and there's no reason to do the surgery. But in most cases, when we've had these, you know, middle-aged, older animals with several years, should have several years of life still to live, it's certainly worth pursuing the process, looking into the process of cataract removal surgically.
That's Dr. Matt Fraker from the Prairie Oak Veterinary Center in Normal. You'll find herbal supplements for dogs with cataracts available widely. Fraker is unconvinced of their worth and does not recommend them for your pet. I'm Laura Kennedy.